Nolte, Lesbian Witches Drive Disney's Acolyte to another record low audience score. By John Nolte on June 18, 2024. The Disney Grooming Syndicate's latest piece of Star Wars gay fanfic has hit a new record low, breaking one previously held by itself. Over at Rotten Tomatoes, Star Wars, The Acolyte has just turned a devastating audience rating of just 14% approval. The previous all-time low audience rating at Rotten Tomatoes for a shitty Disney Star Wars streaming series was 26%, which The Acolyte, aka, the gayest Star Wars yet, hit just last week. Prior to the DOA Acolyte, the lowest audience rating for a shitty Disney Star Wars streaming series was 49%. This was achieved by an animated something called Tales of the Empire. In the live-action department, the previous low was 52% for something called The Book of Boba Fett. The Acolyte sits at less than a third of that at 14%. Ha 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 ha. Naturally, the sycophant entertainment media loved the gayest Star Wars yet with an 84% fresh rating. So what happened between this week and last week to drive a record low to a record lower? Seems to me we can sum this all up in two words, lesbian and witches. This is real, y'all. It gets worse. In sadly but unsurprisingly delivering on previous whispers, the third episode of The Acolyte has made an absolutely massive, ostensibly identity politics motivated change to one of the franchise's most pivotal pieces of original, pre-Disney lore. As detailed in the show's third episode, decades before Plagueis even began his study of the Force, Anicia used it to bring to life two embryos within her fellow witch mother Coral, Margarita LaViva, the pair of which would soon after be birthed into the world as series protagonists May and Osha. So there you have it. Lesbian space witch covens being given credit for a lore impactful act originally done by a powerful male character beloved by fans of the franchise's pre-Disney audience. Now we know why Kathleen Kennedy, the woke Gestapo commander responsible for killing Star Wars, Indiana Jones, and Willow, was out pre-blaming male fans for The Acolyte flopping. Operating within these giant franchises now, with social media and the level of expectation, it's terrifying, Kennedy continued. I think Leslie has struggled a little bit with it. I think a lot of the women who step into Star Wars struggle with this a bit more. Because of the fan base being so male-dominated, they sometimes get attacked in ways that can be quite personal. Okay, Cupcake, then please do explain why women make up 51% of the population and the rating sits at 14%. You can't, Kat, because you suck. Some 60 million people voted for Hillary Clinton in 2016. If only 25% of those dummies support something, that's all you need for a critical and commercial hit. Riddle me this. If male fans want to destroy every piece of female-led entertainment and have the power to do so, why did the female-led Inside Out 2 just break box office records? Oh. And where was the toxic male backlash against Inside Out 2? The collapse of woke garbage has zero to do with toxic fans or sexism. Inside Out 2 is a success because it is entertainment made for normal people. No lesbian witches, no woke revisions of beloved franchises, no lectures, no smuggery, no girl bossing, no guys parading around in a dress, no gay stuff. Nothing that breaks the storytelling spell. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning five-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.